Welcome back, brothers and sisters. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisor, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. Well, today, brothers and sisters, we are talking about peak 65. It looks like in the year 2024 that a majority of you are going to be turning 65 and officially kind of retiring. Not only that, it seems about roughly 11,000 of you are going to be turning 65 on a daily basis. Now, we know that a majority of Americans are not prepared for retirement. Are you one of them? How are you preparing in the future? Well, we're going to figure some of these things out, but let's take a listen to this.
More than 4 million Americans will reach that age this year. It's what experts are calling peak 65, the largest surge of retirement age Americans in history. Elizabeth O'Brien joins us now here in Studio 57. She's a senior personal finance reporter for Barron's. Elizabeth, this has been described as the silver tsunami. If you're nearing retirement age right now, what should you know?
Yeah, 65 is indeed a critical year, Lana. That's the year that you become eligible for Medicare. So most people, when they are 65, can sign up for that unless you're still working and still in a job with health insurance. You've got to think of what are you going to do with your 401k? If you're still working, are you going to, and you're retiring, are you going to roll that over and into an individual retirement account? Are you going to leave it where it is with your company? So there are a lot of healthcare decisions, a lot of financial decisions, and also, you know, emotional decisions. If you leave your job, what are you going to be doing all day? It's good to think about that before you get there.
These are some really good questions. Financially, what are you going to do? Because when you retire, you have to do something with your 401k. We talk about this on the show all the time, is that you can either roll it over into an individual retirement account. You don't have to worry about paying the taxes when you roll over that amount, only when you withdraw the money. So if you're afraid of tax implications of rolling over $500,000, $600,000, we can actually help you roll it over into an individual retirement account, and we can still continue that tax deferred growth on your retirement account. A lot of people leave it in their 401k afraid of the taxes, but we do have options for you so you can keep it in your name. You can make sure that your job doesn't keep $500,000 of your money, and you can continue on your life and withdraw money as you see fit. The second thing that she said was emotionally. I love the fact what she said, you need to prepare emotionally, because once you retire, your identity is kind of stripped from you. Some of you have been working 15, 20, 30 years, sometimes even with the same job. So your identity is pretty much aligned with what you do. People say, hey, what do you do? I'm an engineer. What do you do? I'm a doctor. But what do you do after you retire? Because you're no longer a doctor and you're no longer an engineer. So you have to retire into something. Some people derive their self-confidence from their job. So we need to make sure that we are also building relationships that we can attach to, because when you're out of the job, no more meeting 10, 20, 50 people a day. You are by yourself with maybe a few family members, making sure that we prepare ourselves emotionally, not just financially.
Do you recommend delaying retirement for people past 65?
You know, it really depends. If you love what you do, there is no reason to stop at 65. You know, there are financial benefits and cognitive benefits for continuing to work. So I would say, you know, there's absolutely keep working. Now, maybe you've had enough. Maybe you're ready to retire, but you still want to do something. There's a lot to be said for downshifting into a part-time job.
For a lot of our viewers, the idea of retirement is probably very far into the distant future. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the biggest mistakes that younger Americans make?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes is simply just to not start to save for retirement. And, you know, it's understandable when you are young. There's not a lot of extra money in your budget. You're paying student loans. Your rent is too high. And plus, like you said, retirement is way, way in the distance. You can't even see it. But that's precisely when it's important to start, because you really get more bang for your buck if you start young, do the power of compound interest.
We talk about compound interest all the time. I'm actually going to start a series called The Magic Penny. And basically what it does, it breaks down the idea that when your interest makes interest, you magically make more money. And I think that's going to be very interesting. We'll have some future videos about that as well. But what I do want to say is that the earlier that you start, the less you're going to have to invest over the long term. The sooner that you start investing, the sooner you can start taking advantage of that compound interest, and your money can make money, not just for 5 years, but for 10 years, 15, 20, 30, 45 years. And you're going to see a huge impact on the amount of money that you have in retirement. Just like she said, you can continue working if you are able to. A lot of us who are maybe in white collar jobs, like, you know, doctors, lawyers, engineers, or office workers, yes, you can work well into your 70s as long as you still have your cognitive abilities. But if you have a very physical job, you may think about transitioning into a less harsh industry where it doesn't take such a hard toll on your body. It's not so physical. It's a little bit more mental. But once again, these are about your career changes and the ideas you should have as you approach retirement. Some of us may even consider part-time work as a consultant. So you may not work full-time, but maybe you just start your own business. It's maybe something on the side, something to keep your skills sharp and still have some income if you haven't saved for retirement. But the best thing that you can do so you can have options is to save early. So you can say, I could decide if I want to work or not, instead of I have to work because Social Security and my retirement is not enough.
This question came in to us about Medicare. Should you enroll even if you get health care through your employer?
That's going to depend. Well, first of all, you should enroll. Medicare has two parts, Part A and Part B. So even if you are working, you should enroll in Part A because you don't pay premiums for that. Part B is a different story. If you are still working and your company has 20 people or more, then that is primary. If you're working for a very small company, Medicare does become primary. So there's a little bit of nuance there. But basically, you want to avoid late enrollment penalties if you miss your sign-up window, which is right around your 65th birthday.
Elizabeth, one last question for you, quickly, if we can. There's a lot of questions, especially among younger people, that with this silver tsunami, will retirement in a Social Security sense even be around for us? What's your take?
You know, a really good question. We've seen a lot of headlines where the trust fund is running dry. Social Security will be around for today's young people, but it will probably look different. It will probably pay out less. So it's all the more reason to get an early start. You're going to be able to count on Social Security, but probably less than today's retirees do.
Social Security is going to be around, but just not the way that we see it, not the way that it was structured, not the way it's supposed to be. So all this arguments about what Social Security is and should we get rid of Social Security? I mean, what's happening to the money now? I mean, it's kind of mind-boggling to think, like, okay, everybody's paid into the Social Security for at least 30 years, and mathematically, they're going to get a certain amount back. Where is the money, right? I mean, it's pretty simple. You keep the money secure, and you give it back to them when they're 65, and the majority of people not even live into 65. Well, you know, some people die early, so what happens to their money, right? So that's my biggest question. But once again, I'm just a financial advisor. But one thing I do want to encourage you to do is to save for yourself. Because if you're going to trust the federal government to have Social Security available for you, I mean, think about it. She said you could still depend on it, but it's just going to be a little bit different. That's verbiage for me. It says, I'm taking your money. That's what it sounds like to me. Like, hey, you're giving me your money, but I wouldn't trust in us. So what I am telling you is to trust in yourself, because you know how much money you're going to put into your retirement account. You know how much you put into your brokerage account, your checkings, your savings, things of that nature. If we can control those things, you don't have to worry about living in poverty. We're going to have a lot of people hitting 65 and a lot of people living in poverty because they were sold this dream. And I'm here to break that dream for you and tell you that that dream is really a nightmare if you depend on it. You have to do it yourself. You have to start now. You have to start your IRA. If you don't have an IRA, we can definitely help you with that. If you don't know what IRA is, which is an individual retirement account, once again, you can always download our ebook, The Four Pillars to Christian Investing. It's going to give you some of those basics so you can have a working knowledge. I don't want you to come to me and says, Mr. Ridgeway, I don't know anything. I need you to save me. No, I want you to go read that book. I want you to have a good conversation with me and say, listen, I know I need to save for retirement. I need an individual retirement account. I need to start working on something. This book, The Four Pillars of Christian Investing, is a 19-page beginner's guide to retirement savings. And what it's going to do for you is going to go over debt management, is going to go over savings, investing, and wealth transfers. The four pillars you need to be financially successful when you're talking about retirement and preparing for it. So if you need some help, once again, the link is going to be in the description. Well, all the information is going to be in the description. And do me one favor, whether you're listening on the podcast, whether you're watching this on YouTube, there are some key takeaways and some quotes in each one of my videos. Each one has like three or four key takeaways and has some quotes. So you don't necessarily have to rewatch the video. It'd be nice if you do. It helps with the YouTube algorithm, but you can actually go into the description and you can read some of these key takeaways. So you don't necessarily have to listen to a 5-10 minute, you know, podcast over again. You could just copy, paste it, send it to a friend, say, hey, this is a tip from AB Ridgway. You may want to take a look at this. Or, hey, this is a powerful quote from this YouTube channel that I really love. Here, take a look at it and see if this is somebody that you would like to listen to. Okay? You could do that for me. And then, you know, as always, you can always subscribe. Okay? Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.